I don't think any of them, any countries that have the national team, I don't think they think they're good enough, because they're playing against all the best teams in the world, you know. So they think, well, you know, there's bound to be somebody who's going to be good enough for us. But we set off, you know, quite well, and you know, we kept winning and winning and winning, and the longer we went on feeling like that, the more confident it gave us, you know. So every time we then played the next game, we felt a lot confident to win it, you know, and we did do.
And how much did you owe your success to Sir Alf Ramsey? How good a manager was he?
Oh, terrific manager, absolutely wonderful. He made sure that he talked to the individual players to put them right to somebody the player who he's going to be against. You know, tell him how good he is and how strong he is at doing certain things. Oh, it was terrific. It really was.
Now, surprisingly enough, Gordon, less than 12 months after the World Cup, Leicester decided to let you go so that you could make way for another England great, Peter Shilton. That must have cut you like a knife.
It did. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. We played in cup finals at Leicester and everything, and I've been playing for England, and they got rid of me. I just couldn't believe it. Just strange.
Were you ever given the reason, Gordon?
No reason at all. No. No, they said, what would you think about leaving?
And I honestly?
And I said to them, well, if that's what you think about me, if you don't want me, then I'll leave here, you know.
But then, when we got to the next World Cup in 1970, you were still the undisputed number one for England, and you pulled off that remarkable save against Pelé. Did you realise at the time, Gordon, how good a save that was?
I didn't really know. You know why, don't you? Because when I got my hand to it and I saw the direction it was going, I thought it was going in the back of the net.
Yes, yeah.
That's right. And then when I hit the floor, my head come round, I saw it bounce behind the goal, and I realised what a save it was.
But when you saw it on television for the first time, you must have thought, blimey, that's one hell of a save.
Oh yes, I did, definitely, yeah. Yeah, because it was going right in the corner, without any question, it was going right in, and it was going to bounce in front of me. So I got to anticipate how high it was coming off the floor, you know, for me to get my hand to it. So it was difficult, yeah.
Now, Gordon, have you ever seen a better save than that in your life?
Yeah, I've seen.
Really? I don't think I have.
No, I don't. I've seen some good saves from goalkeepers, yeah.